Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. We are just happy to have you with us today, and we know that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We're going to rejoice, and we're going to be glad in it. Yeah, we're going to be glad. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 says, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew. I approved of you. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart. I consecrated you. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God. Thank you for your many blessings that you always shower upon us. We thank you, God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy as they continually to shower upon us, God. They continue to walk with us daily, daily, God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful for your son, Jesus. We thank you for Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, Master. We thank you, God, for everyone that's listening with us today, God. We know that the state of Louisiana and the entire world is dealing with the COVID. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We're dealing with this virus, God. And we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to protect us, God, to keep us, God, to show us how to go and get vaccinated. Help us to just decide to get up and go do it, to protect our families, to protect our loved ones. God, we ask you to move us, God. Push us on where we need to go, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We will be careful to give you all praise. We will give you all honor as we continue to do the right thing. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Yes, we're going to do the right thing. And the right thing is that we go and we get our shots. Yes, yes, we have a part that we must play as believers in Christ. Yes, we are concerned about one another. And that's just not looking at you, seeing what you're doing and how you're doing, but it's also protecting you by wearing my mask and getting my shot. It's me being concerned about my brothers and my sisters and my family members and the seniors, those who are so vulnerable, and the babies and our children. We have a part to play, and God is watching us play this role. He's watching us. Yes, yes. Are you going to repeat this class? Or this may be a class you may not get another chance to repeat. Think about that. Think about what I'm saying. Yes, so many have gone on. They could have just had a shot. Think about it. You know, we've been talking about doing the right thing, just doing the right thing. And that's it. That is all that is required of us, that we step up, that we make a change. Our change could be right in our community, could be right in that one block of where we live. Yes, we can make a change. Some of us can make a change right in those four walls, using other social media equipment to push and talk and encourage. Yes, there are many ways to do the right thing. Yeah, and not one of us have tried to do good and it didn't turn out wrong. It has all happened to us. It has happened to everyone. You know, we've heard that when I try to do good, that evil is what? It's ever present. It's standing right there. Yes. So what we do, do we just lay down our weapons and just throw up our hands? No. We push on. We push on. We push towards this mark. That's in the higher what? It's in the higher calling because it's in Christ Jesus. Yeah, we stay focused. We stay focused. We stay focused. Yeah. This is what I often tell the young people, how they have to stay focused. So many things come in their lives in every day that tries to throw them off focus. Even us, even adults, it happens to us. But we have to stay focused. Yeah. Yes. We can't throw up our hands. We can't get tired. We can't do it. It doesn't matter. Wrong will try to take over many times. But the righteous of God, they will prevail. The righteous man, the righteous girl. Yeah. We will prevail. Why? Because this is how God has ordained what we call a system, okay? So it's a biblical system, but it's God's system, and righteousness will prevail. So move quickly to Romans chapter 7, and we're going to start off with verse 19, and I just want to just remind you that we have been talking about doing the right thing. And last week we just touched on 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and we talked about how the temptations have come, and how temptation has come, and it can overtake us. It tries to overtake us. But then how we can fight back, and we could take a stand. Yeah, we could fight. We could take a stand and be determined that we're going to do the right thing. That's in 1 Corinthians. We talked about that last week. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're not exempt from a battle. We're not exempt from a war. We are not exempt from an attack. Just make sure you're on the right side. Make sure you are suited up. Make sure you have your weapons in place. Glory to God. Huh? And make sure you're on the right side. Yeah, yeah. So here we are in Romans chapter 7, verse 19, and it says, For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is why I keep on doing. It's what I keep on doing. What am I saying here? For I do not do the good. I don't do good stuff. Let me clear that up. I don't do the good stuff that I want to do, but the evil that I don't want to do, that is what I wind up doing. Can anybody attest to that? When I set out to do the good thing, somehow the good thing don't turn out to be good. Am I talking to anybody? Wow, look at that. Look at it. That's Romans 7, 19, and it says, someone else has the same problem. Yeah, if you're feeling like you're all by yourself, and you know the enemy will come and he will make you feel like, oh, you're by yourself, you're the only one got that problem. No, no, you're not alone. You're not. Try hard. Try hard to be pleasant and make sure you say the right thing. But then, huh? You try to make sure you say the right thing. But then all of a sudden, the enemy comes and he shows up. And before you know it, you're saying something that you didn't really plan to say. And so who or what do you do in a situation like that? In a situation like that, when you're trying to do the right thing, what do you do? Should you back up? Start all over again. Go out the door and come back in. apologize quickly and make it right. Why? Because you have the power. You have the power. You have that authority that you can do that. But, of course, we come through it meekly and humbly. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, we got to be meek. We got to be humble. We don't go in being boastful. We don't take on a spirit of arrogancy. That is not who we are. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah, that is the prime trick of the enemy. So when we start out something and we have great intentions for it to happen and to be good, to get good results, he changes it. He turns it around. So it's upside down. But we have the ability to go and go fast track and make a change. We have the ability to do what? Erase it. We talked about the eraser last week. We can erase it and get it right. Verse 20 says, now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it. Listen to this. But sin that dwells within me. Listen to that. If I do what I do not want to do, then it is no longer me who is doing that, but it's the sin that dwells in me. So if the sin is still and it's ever present, this is telling us that I need to repent. I need to go to God. I need to make a change. I need to make it right. Yes. I need to make it right. There are some things in my own life, my own suitcase, that I need to go unpack that stuff. Take it out of my book bag. I don't need that. That's too much of weight. That's causing me to be weighed down. I need to repent. Yeah. That's what it's saying here. Sin. Sin is weight. Sin. Generational sin is weight. It wears you down. It blocks you from your progress. It blocks you from your blessings. Yeah. So if it's not you who is good, if it's not you who has the good intentions that's working out in the situation, then it must be the enemy. And if the enemy is ever present, something is not right. Something is not right. Think about that. Think about that. So I need to go and repent. I need to go and repent. I need to go spend some quality time with God. Let him know that I need to make a change in this area. I need deliverance. I need help. And if you're talking to the God that I serve, those are words that are delighted in his ears. Because he's always standing there waiting to help us. That is his desire, to help us. He said that he wished that no man would perish, but that every man would come unto repentance. Yeah, let's look quickly at verse 21. And verse 21 says, for I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. It is a law. It is the law that is where you are bound. It is a law where you are not free. And evil does dwell there. Why? Because the scripture says that whom the Son set free, you're free indeed. Liberally free. Did you hear what I said? You can enjoy life. You can enjoy the joy. You can enjoy the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. It will come and it will keep your heart and it will keep your mind. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have the right call on God. You have the key, glory to God, to the heart of God. Yeah. You can call him anytime you want, anytime. He's never too busy. He's never too busy. And he hears you. He hears us when we call. Mm-hmm. So when we delight in him, we show gratitude. We show that we acknowledge. We show the awareness. We show the praise to God. Uh-huh. And we show that we are sincere. See, we are sincere in trying to do the right thing. We're not just playing. We got to be sincere. He got to look at our heart. Of course, that's where he looks. You know, man looks at the outer appearance. They see you and they say, oh, look at them. They look good. They have on a well nice dress, or they have on a well nice suit. No, God looks at your heart. Glory to God. Yeah, he looks at the heart. The heart speaks. It speaks to God. Woo! It speaks. It speaks to God. Yeah, yeah. The heart speaks to him. Verse 23 says, but I see in my members another law that's waging war against the law. Waging war. It's waging war against my mind and making me captive to the law of what? Sin that dwells in my members. Now, who is your members? That would be your question. Well, who's she talking about? Who is the members? The members are your, you got two legs, you got two arms, you got two eyes, huh? You got a brain. Yeah. You got a mouth, you got a nose. And you got eyes. These are all your members. These are members of your body. Glory to God. And it's saying here that what? You had war. So that means one, your feet may want to go to the right, but your mind is over here to the left. Come on now. Am I talking to anybody? Yeah. They're not in sync. They're not in sync together. So we have war. My spirit man is up at night, and my flesh man . So what are we saying? What are we saying? Look at that verse, that we're at war. Even while we're trying to do the right thing, we are at war. And it's okay. It's okay. Again, we are not exempt. We are not exempt in this fight. Because this is a fight. This is a fight. And we have to learn to fight the good fight. The good fight. The good fight of faith. We have to learn how to fight the good fight of faith. And not always eager and in a hurry to throw up our hands and just say, I can't do it, and give in and let the enemy have the victory, instead of making a stand and standing there and watching the salvation of the Lord, watching the Lord change, watch the Lord change the atmosphere. Oh, glory to God. He's that kind of God. He has that ability to change the atmosphere in every situation. Yeah, not just some, but in every situation. Let's look quickly at verse 24, and it says here, what a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Now, when you look at that word and you say wretched, you know, you say, wow, what does wretched mean? Wretched. You're cruel. You're selfish. You're dishonest. You're molester. You're a batterer. You're a rapist. You're a murderer. You're a thief. You're a liar. This is wretched. 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 You have no concern about others. You're selfish. You're self-centered. You're not saved. Cut and dry. You're not saved. You have no relationship with God. And this is what you're saying here, that you're wretched. You're wretched and you're undone. Yeah. You're not whole. You're not complete. You have no acknowledgement of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So here in verse 24, you're crying out. You're crying out for what? Help. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're crying out for help. A confession. A confession is made that I need help. I need help with forgiving. I need help with being forgiven. Yeah. Sometimes some people don't want to forgive us. And we can't accept that. But make sure that you do what you're supposed to do and let God do the rest. Glory to God. Verse 25 says, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. See, when I go into a time of repentance, I'm coming in for change. I'm asking God to come into my heart. I'm asking God to clean me up. I'm asking God to wash me. Huh? Yeah, because I can't do this on my own. I need him. I need God. I need the El Shaddai. Oh, I need him. I can't do it. I can't make it by myself. Let's look at, I'm getting ahead of myself. Yes, we give thanks to God, who comes and who hears our prayer. He hears the prayers, not just our prayers, but somebody just brought this to my attention. He hears the prayers of the grandmother. He hears the prayers of the great-grandparents who have gone on. He's still hearing those prayers today in your life. Oh, yeah, yeah. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, what? There is liberty. There is liberty. There is emancipation from bondage. There is a certificate stating that you are free. And whom the Son has set free, that he's freed you, and you're freed indeed. Glory to God. And not only that, you will feel it. You will know it. That where God is, there is freedom. There is no bondage. There is a smile. There is a love. There is a handshake. There is a hug. Yes. There is a kind word. And we need that today. We need a kind word. Yeah. We need this. While I'm trying to do the right thing, evil is ever present. So I'm looking, I'm trying to find where is the right thing. How do I do the right thing? Can God help me? So today I was just pondering and I came across this tune, really. This tune just appeared in me, in my spirit. Glory to God. And it says, Nobody told me that the road would be easy. Nobody said that. Did anybody tell you that the road was going to be easy? Nobody. But Jesus never brought you this far. I want to explain that to you. He never brought you this far to leave you. So what should I say or what should I do? I don't feel no way tired. It's one. I don't feel no way tired. Why? Because I come too far from where I started from. Glory to God. So I'm trusting and I'm leaning and I'm depending on him. Well, I'm trying, I'm striving to do the right thing. Yeah. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. And you got to encourage yourself most of the time than not. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. Huh? Nobody told you that. There's nowhere in the scriptures that you see everything is easy, everything is peachy keen. Notice all the prophets, all the every story in there had some adversities. But they held on. They kept the faith. All in the book of Hebrews. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. This is where we go. This is what we do when we're trying to do the right thing. We keep trusting God. We keep relying on Him. Yes. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we feel, no matter what we think, He hasn't brought us this far to leave us. So I know some of you are sitting there, you are walking or wherever you are, you may be thinking that you're at the end. You feel like you're at the end. Nobody hears you. You're at the brink. But I just want to encourage you this day. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. And He's letting you hear me say this to you for a reason. And the reason is to hold on. To keep doing the right thing. No matter how it looks, no matter what attacks may come, keep doing the right thing. Why? Because in the end, glory to God, Revelation says that in the end we will win. We will win. Did you hear what I said? Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Yes, your goodness and your mercy. They're new every morning. Every day it's a new mercy. Sometimes mercy is new 2 and 3 times a day. It's not always early in the morning that mercy comes, but mercy can come more than one time in a day. And we're just grateful, God. We're grateful, God, because you saw fit to grant us mercy, to grant us peace, to grant us understanding, God, in areas where sometimes we can't seem to find it. But you come, oh God, and you grant it. You show us. You open up our eyes, God. Hallelujah. So we can see. So we can understand. So we can really know who you are. Oh, glory to God. Woo! I'm shouting. What a mighty God. So hold fast to your continuous love. We thank you, Master. We thank you, God, for all the years and years, oh God. We've been calling on you, Master, and you have been delivering us, oh God. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. We thank God for you, and we thank God for you, and we bless you in the name of Jesus. We look forward to having you with us on Saturday. Minister Sadie with the children, and of course back here on Sunday with God Favorites Ministry with Pastor George. Yes, and back here with us on Friday evening with Victorious Living. And I am your host, Minister Janice. Remember, roll up your sleeve and get that shot. Be concerned with our children. Our children are dying. Our most vulnerables are dying all around us. There is something that we can do, and we should do the right thing. Yeah. That's our job. That is our place. This is where God has us this day, this moment, this opportunity where we can come together and do a part Amen.